welcome you again to this moment around God's Word and prayer. We've been looking all week at how God raised up Gideon as one of the judges in Israel to deliver his people from the power of the Midianites who were starving them to death, essentially. It was because Israel had turned to the demon gods and had turned their back on the Lord. So far, we've seen how God called Gideon in spite of all of Gideon's insecurities and objections. And then how Gideon consecrated himself to the Lord, and he tore down and renounced the demon idols that his family had worshipped. And it would seem like this is the moment when God is going to raise Gideon up. But Gideon isn't sure. And so Gideon does something that we today refer to as laying a fleece before the Lord. And the question often comes up for Christians is that still a legitimate thing for us to do? When we're looking for the Lord's guidance in our lives, is it right to lay a fleece before the Lord? Well, what on earth are we talking about? It's described to us in Judges 6, verse 36. So Gideon says to God, "If you will save Israel by my hand, as you have promised, look, if you really are going to do this, if you really are going to use me, if you really want me to lead an army against the Midianites, look, I'm going to place a wool fleece on the threshing floor. If there is dew only on the fleece and all the ground is dry tomorrow morning, then I will know that you will save Israel by my hand, as you said." And so, going on to the next verse, and that's what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew. It was like a whole bottle of water that he squeezed out of the fleece, but there was no dew on the rest of the ground. Then, verse 39, Gideon said to God, "Do not be angry. Don't be angry with me. Let me make just one more request. Allow me one more test with the fleece. But this time," and this probably would be even in a greater miracle, "this time make the fleece dry and let the ground be covered with dew." And that night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry and all the ground was covered with dew. And after those two experiences of laying the fleece before the Lord, once it was dry and once it was wet, out of that, Gideon led the people of God in a victory that we'll be looking at tomorrow over the Midianites. So is that a legitimate way to discern the will of God today? And I would first of all say, I would be the last person to ever put God in a box. I know some Christians have actually done that, and God has used it. The problem is, after the church is born and the power of the Holy Spirit comes in the day of Pentecost, you never actually see Christians doing this in the New Testament church. So that puts a real caution to me. And the danger of this is that you can, rather than us serving God on His terms, we start obeying God on our terms. Let's say you're wondering, God's already really spoken to you. I think it's fine. I mean, I do this. Lord, would you just confirm, but not tell God how to confirm it? But Lord, you know what it takes for me to know. I've just come to trust this and know this about the Lord. He knows what it takes me to know. And if He's spoken to me, it's legitimate to say, Lord, will you confirm this? It may not be legitimate, though, to lay out a fleece before God by saying, okay, Lord, if you want me to do this, when I go into work tomorrow morning, I want there to be an email in my inbox from someone I haven't heard from in 20 years. And I want them to tell me that they're going to give me $1 million. If that happens tomorrow morning, then I'll know this is your will. And if it doesn't, then I'm not going to obey you. You can see all the problems with that. It's like God's not our puppet. I mean, I never put God in a box, but you know, laying out fleeces like that, really it can be testing the Lord. Because the problem was that Gideon was doing this because of his own unbelief. God had already called him and confirmed. But But Gideon, he admits that he's testing the Lord, and you can get you can step across a line that gets drawn between trusting the Lord and then testing the Lord when he's already shown himself faithful, but you're still walking in unbelief and say, God, it's not enough. I just need you to confirm it again and again. And this is where Gideon went. This really was a therapy for Gideon's own unbelief. And God's gracious enough that he tolerates it. But I don't personally take it as a prescriptive, normative principle for discerning God's will. I just like to stop short of that line and just say, Lord, would you just confirm that you want me to do this and do it in your own way, in ways that I know? But I'm not going to test you, and I'm not going to push the line. In fact, Gideon says, Lord, don't be angry with me. Just one more request. Just let me test you one more time. We, as Spirit-filled believers with hearts that are now learning to just to be automatically inclined towards God's will and to trust him, we don't need to live that way. So if you're making a major decision, I just want to pray for you right now. Father, we just pray that we'll not test you in unbelief, but you'll keep us short of that line. I pray, God, for those of us who feel like you're speaking to us about taking a step, I pray you would do things just to assure us and confirm it. But Lord Jesus, I just place everyone in your hands right now. I can't see their faces behind this camera, but you see their hearts. And I just pray you will touch them. I pray you'll confirm your will. I pray, though Lord, we'll not make you march by our preconditions. We just trust you. And Lord, if you've spoken to us and you do nothing else, Lord, all we want to do is obey you. And so we just pray you'll give us the courage, the faith, and the grace to obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.